This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Life on the beautiful coastside is special indeed, but are you truly prepared for the unexpected? Earthquakes, tsunamis, wildfires, we talk about it a lot, but being ready makes all the difference in the world. I'm Mike Dale, and today on Feature Story of the Week, KHMB, in partnership with the San Mateo County Department of Emergency Management, invite you to the 21st annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day, happening Saturday, August 2nd. This is absolutely free. It's your chance to learn vital skills, get expert advice, and gather resources to protect your home and family. You can meet the emergency responders, explore interactive exhibits, and get your questions answered. With me in the KHMB Zoom room today are Carrie Guittard, a strategist with the San Mateo County Emergency Management Team, and Sandra Firpo, Emergency Management Coordinator, Project Manager, for the upcoming Disaster Preparedness Day. Welcome to Feature Story of the Week.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting us.
We always talk about preparedness, but we never really are prepared as consumers, right? So this is your 21st annual Preparedness Day. How has technology, how have things changed over the last 21 years?
Technology is our way of life, right? Cell phones are everywhere. They are ubiquitous. We rely on them for everything. And that's a great tool. And we should have them. And as such, we have technology to hopefully match that, and such as our SMC alert. Every county in California has an alert and warning system. Ours is called SMC alert. But if you live or work or travel into other counties, you might want to consider having their alert and warning system placed onto your phone. And that's just information. It's an excellent tool to have so that you can make the best decision for you and your family when the time comes.
Carrie, tell us about the Preparedness Day on Saturday, August 2nd. What are we going to see if we migrate from the coast of Half Moon Bay, Pacifica, El Granado, over to San Mateo at the convention center?
Okay, well, you have to be there. I'm a Pacifica resident, and this is the 21st annual, and I lived in Pacifica for almost 20 years, and I never knew that this event was even taking place. So I know sometimes on the coast, we don't like to leave the coast, but this is one time you absolutely should leave the coast, because we know what it's like to live with power outages and different, you know, threats and warnings on the daily. And this is just a great fun way to get better prepared and to learn at a deeper level about, you know, a number of different aspects of disaster preparedness that we normally don't think of on the daily. Everything from, you know, go bags, not just for yourself, but for your kids. As a parent, I'm going to have my kids there, which I'm really excited about. There's an entire kids emergency corner where they get to get prepared, but also for your pets. And I'm going to challenge everyone to consider having an extra go bag that you can then give to a neighbor or someone who may not be able to, you know, come to the event or be able to prepare like we are, because we want to make sure that everyone is ready for what comes. And then beyond that, you know, Sandra has done an extraordinary job building out this event. There's almost 20 different demonstrations, activities. You're going to have firefighters doing a cooking demo, which, you know, and you can even try an extinguisher. If you've always wanted to practice with a fire extinguisher, this is your chance. But you also can learn about CPR and just a number of different aspects of disaster preparedness in a fun environment. And it's just going to be a great day, and everything's free.
Now, what is in a go bag?
The mistake that people make often is they think they have to pack everything in the kitchen sink inside of a go bag. Your go bag, as it sounds, is something you can grab and go at a moment's notice. and should be able to keep you comfortable for the first 3 to 5 days of any disaster. The first 3 days of any disaster is going to be very chaotic. And everything that we can do in advance to minimize that stress, lower the stress, would be so helpful to you at that stressful time. So things like a change of clothes, even underwear and a pair of comfortable shoes. You want to have any medications that you take. You want to have 3 to 5 days worth of that. Because in the first few days of a disaster, pharmacies are going to be, you know, not able to supply things very easily. If you have any dietary limitations whatsoever, any allergies, you want to have something that you can eat, a non-perishable bar of some type that you can eat. And then you want to have something fun in your go bag. You want to have a book or your sewing project or a puzzle or a deck of cards, something to keep you entertained. In a disaster, it's the famous line is, hurry up and wait. And you want to be sure that you have stuff to do in your downtime that can relax you and help you relax and get past the craziness. First of all, we'll have a class in English, Spanish, and Mandarin on how to pack a go bag at the event, and make sure that you go into the buildings as well as see all the displays outdoors. You'll get a lot of supplies. People will be giving away all kinds of things. We even have a law firm that has been representing the Altadena survivors from the wildfires in Altadena in Southern California, and they have realized that people need good information and go bag information. So they are there with information and supplies to get you started on packing your own go bag. Each person should have their own go bag, and you should be able to carry your own go bag, and that includes the kids.
It just sounds like another backpack when you're going on vacation, right?
Absolutely.
But only accelerated, obviously. Super backpack, if you will.
Your super overnight bag. Yes, exactly.
And I would just add that the other thing, too, that most people don't think about is to have some cash. I know every place is going cashless, but I have 3 go bags. I have one for myself at home as well as my family members. And then I have one at the office, and I have one in my car. And every single one of those go bags has small bills. And the reason that's important is, again, because if even credit card or any digital access and power issues and that goes down, that is good to have on hand. And then what we learned during the Wildfire Ready event that we held this past spring, we had a number of survivors from the LA wildfires. And one of the things that they said that may seem very simple but often overlooked, the best decision they ever made was taking their important documents, making sure they had copies of them and in a box right in their garage. So the minute that they were given to evacuate, they grabbed that box, put it in their trunk, and that made all the difference when they were able to, you know, just reconstitute everything and make sure that they had all of their papers in order. The other thing, too, that insurance companies were advising people of there, whether you own your own home or you live in an apartment, is to just take a video of your space so that you do have an accounting of all your belongings. So it's little tips like this when we have these sorts of events where we have people sharing their stories and practical insight. So it's just a wealth of information in one place. Plus you get free hot dogs. So, I mean, there you go.
We've taken out every excuse. It's free parking, free admission, free resources, free classes, and free hot dogs. Yes. The kids will be able to climb all over, you know, fire engines and backhoes and all kinds of great stuff. And if you had any questions about insurance, for example, the United Policyholders will be there. If you're wondering how to make your property, your yard, your home more fire resistant, we have a spectacular display from the UC Master Gardeners who'll be there, and they do a terrific job of explaining how to use landscaping effectively to protect your home, make your home more fire resistant, and use drought resistant plants. So it's a win-win.
You're listening to Feature Story of the Week. My name is Mike Dale, and a very special edition today. With me is Carrie Guittard, strategist with the San Mateo County Emergency Management Department, and Sandra Furpo, project manager of the Disaster Preparedness Day. What happens if we are isolated along the coastside? What is going to help us with our go bag and whatever else we have if we have isolated communication?
In a disaster, after disaster, what's the first thing everyone's going to do? Everyone's going to be on their cell phones trying to reach loved ones, make sure they're okay, and the bandwidth is going to go down to zero. So using your cell phone may not be the most effective thing to do. So having an emergency plan for communications with your family is important. You may not be able to contact them via cell phone immediately after disaster. Things you can do. You can have an out-of-state, out-of-area contact. Long-distance calls have a slightly better chance of getting out in those cases. So make sure you have someone that everyone knows to call. I have my brother in Arizona. Everyone in my family knows, call him, do a quick check-in. Hey, we just had an earthquake. I'm fine. I'm at work. I will stay here, or I'm going to go over to, you know, mom's house and check on her. And then I can check back with him in an hour and see he's, you know, he's heard from my husband, my daughters, my cousin, my, you know, whomever, and get that information. And what does that do? That lowers the temperature, you know, lowers the stress. It's very important to help you keep your calm so that you can then focus on what you need to do next. Something else you can do is change the outgoing greeting on your phone, because often they'll try to call you and they'll get your voicemail, your greeting. So you can say, hey, it's Sandra. We just had an earthquake. I'm at work. I'm safe. Talk to you soon.
I can't thank you guys enough, Carrie Guittard, Sandra Firpo. We are so excited to partner with you on this special day, Saturday, August 2nd, the 21st annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The 21st annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day is from 10 to 2 on Saturday, August 2nd. We encourage all of you Coastsiders to be there. A lot of fun for the entire family. I'm Mike Dale for Feature Story of the Week.
Thanks to contributor Mike Dale for our Feature Story of the Week. And this reminder, KHMB Radio is your emergency broadcast station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. Always have a battery-operated radio on hand and make sure it is tuned to either 100.9 FM or AM 1710. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Make no attempt to adjust your radio. We are in control. The KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer is about to take you back to the year 2002. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 109 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
What do men and women, whether young or old, have in common? It's the need for a good haircut. And the stylists at Today's Haircuts 101 Main Street are dedicated to helping you to look your best. Today's Haircuts is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, with no appointments necessary. Wednesdays and Thursdays, seniors receive a $2 haircut discount. Today's Haircuts, good haircuts at good prices. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Their phone number is 712-8191. 712-8191.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2002. Do you remember what you were doing then? What was happening on the coastside? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Council approves Highway 92 Light, facing financial constraints and anxious commuting public, and a bevy of logistical concerns, the Half Moon Bay City Council approved a scaled-back version of its Highway 92 intersection project. This should help with the traffic flow at Main Street and its intersection with Highway 1. Sage Beach Visitors Center will soon open. After 5 years of planning, the construction issues, the visitor center at the Half Moon Bay State Beach is finally set to open. Exhibits will explore local wildlife and motorcycle accidents prompt safety workshop. This year alone, in a small stretch of the most popular destinations for motorcycle riders on the coast, there has been 15 accidents, one of which resulted in a fatality. The fire department will sponsor the open to the public event. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I wonder if anyone out there journals these days. My mom started doing it 7 years ago, in an abbreviated form, thanks to a journal that her granddaughter Cammie gave her. Just a few lines of the day brought highlighting the momentous and the just plain interesting. She has been able to remind us to the day and year what we have forgotten. It's also been an argument solver for what happened when. Only takes a few minutes to recap, and I'm glad our family has such a scrib. Keep calm and journal on. Maybe this is how our local paper got its name, the Daily Journal. Who knows? 2002. And these are the stories making news. Kmart becomes the largest retailer in American history to file for Chapter 11, bankruptcy. Also followed by WorldCom and the United Airlines. A wildfire destroys almost 500,000 acres in Oregon's Siskiyou National Forest. While the forest fires in Colorado destroy nearly 100,000 acres of land, making them the worst in the state's history. Two snipers in Washington, D.C. area kill 10 people and injure 3 more, spreading panic and fear. Over the Atlantic, the euro becomes the official currency of 12 of the European nation members. In space news, the Mars Odyssey spacecraft finds signs of high water ice deposits on the planet Mars, and a huge 660-pound meteorite plunges into the Earth atmosphere and explodes in a fireball over southern Bavaria in Germany. Our 2002 cost of living snapshot shows a new house will cost over $228,000 on an average income of $42,409, and it will cost you $1.62 a gallon to drive to work. Popular films include The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Harry Potter, and The Chamber of Secrets, Spider-Man, and Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. In popular music, she was born in New York, raised in Texas, and is the daughter of the legendary guitar player Ravi Shankar. Here's Nora Jones with Don't Know Why.
Don't know why I didn't come. Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
This singer, songwriter, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Here's Rod Stewart with the adult contemporary hit, These Foolish Things.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you soared, and you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who is to answer? Or how the ghost of you claims. These foolish things remind me of you.
Year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weaver, owner and chief pooper scooper of Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp K9 Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Claws, Paws, and Hooves is offering the following services for Camp K9 Doggy Daycare. Monday through Friday, please connect with us for a meet and greet. Underfoot boarding, a very popular service here on the Coastside. And of course, tons of TLC. We would love to tell you more about our very special place we have created for you and your four-legged family member here on the Coastside. We are safe, secure, and supervised. Check us out on our website, Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also call the office at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves, making tails wag from Montero through Half Moon Bay.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a great story I just read by Mike Koepka. Being a commercial dog walker myself, this story is near and dear to my heart. Wearing a cowboy hat, purple-tinted aviators, and a sturdy pair of overalls, Wild Bill Peacock appears out of the fog in the sand dunes like a character in a psychedelic spaghetti western. He calls himself the Dog Wrangler and is happy to be surrounded by 8 unleashed canines. Armed with an iridescent orange tennis ball launcher and a rainbow array of leashes slung over his shoulder, he drives packs of dogs through the sandy terrain at Fort Funston 3 times a day. At roughly $25 a dog, Peacock has 2 main jobs: to make sure they all get their exercise, and to pick up after them when they relieve themselves. Picking up poo used to gross me out at first, but after 10 years I can have a sandwich in one hand and a bag of poop in the other, Peacock said, grinning. Peacock saw his roommate making a living out of dog walking and figured, I can do that. He spent some of his formative years in Montana, so the cowboy persona seemed a natural identity. His given name is William Burke Peacock, but the matching initials are a nice coincidence. Once he took the dive into dog wrangling, Peacock went from being a depressed, overweight company man to the energetic entrepreneur he is today. He may make it look easy, but Peacock says it's not. People have this image that it's just hanging out at the beach with your dogs. It's at least 50% driving, Peacock said, as he stopped to pick up a dog. Last year, he put 25,000 miles on his bright blue truck with its steer horns mounted on the top. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. But first, what's new at Kibbles and Gifts? If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to the show and Wild Bill Peacock. He's hardly alone at Fort Funston. Plenty of commercial dog walkers take advantage of the beachfront land controlled by the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. There's a strong sense of community. The walkers wave and call to each other by first names, and if a dog gets loose from a pack, they'll make a few fast calls and see that it's returned to its rightful minder. Peacock says the community is self-regulating. Most follow the unwritten rules on the dunes. They know to give each other pack space, especially at the drinking fountain, to avoid an ugly canine confrontation. To the uneducated viewer, it looks awful, Peacock said of a large pack. It looks like everything is totally out of control. But the whole idea of a pack is they sort of get a collective mind. They're no harder to control than one dog if you've got a good pack. The GGNRA isn't so sure. It's on the verge of imposing a dog plan for Fort Funston, Ocean Beach, Baker Beach, Crissy Field, and other federally controlled areas that will require professional dog walkers to buy a $300 permit, show proof of liability insurance, and limit their packs to 6 dogs. Many commercial dog walkers are unhappy with the proposed plan and have said so during a public comment period that ends Monday. Peacock says he's fine with some of the proposed rules, but not the 6 dog limit. What gives the National Park Service the right to make these decisions for all dog owners in the Bay Area, he asked. No one gets to vote on it. I thought we were supposed to vote on things in this country. I'm pretty sure that my business can adapt, but I don't know that every dog owner has that same flexibility. This is basically the last days in the unregulated Wild West of dog walking. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
If you have a fireplace and chimney, you know the importance of having reliable chimney inspections, sweeps, and repairs. Your local certified chimney professional is Peninsula Chimney Service. Peninsula Chimney Service offers fair and affordable rates for all provided services, including seasonal promotions and discounts for seniors. They leave no mess behind. They answer their phones and arrive on time. And speaking of phones, their phone number is 650-274-2085. Time does not permit telling you everything you need to know about Peninsula Chimney Service, and so you should visit their website for more information, including pictures of their work. Their web address is easy to remember, PeninsulaChimneyService.com. PeninsulaChimneyService.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health is Dr. David Antion. His comments following this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
How many years in a certain country can you live to be healthy? In Japan, in 2010, you could live to be healthy for 73 years. In 2015, you could live to be healthy for 73.6 years. And in 2019, you could live to be healthy for 74.1 years. You're increasing every year. In Switzerland, by 2019, you could live to be healthy 72 and a half years. These are the top countries. In Greece, you could live to be healthy for 70.9 years. In Chile, you could live to be healthy for 70.1 years. In Poland, for 68.7 years. Where do you think the United States is? We are the bottom. In the United States, in 2010, you could live to be healthy for 66.7 years. Now, these are healthy lifespan. You could live to be healthy until you start having diseases about 66.7 years. 2015, you could live to be healthy for 66.6 years. You went down one-tenth of a year. In 2019, you could live to be healthy for 66.1 years. In the United States, we have gone down every year. Our healthy lifespan is shrinking, whereas Japan, Italy, Malta, Ireland, Denmark, they're all increasing their healthy lifespan, not the United States. Even Latvia went from 64.3 to 66.3. We are the only country who has gone down in our healthy lifespan. This is just terribly unacceptable. And I hope our new Health and Human Services head thing will do something about it. I really hope he will do something about it. Because it's just a disgrace for us to be so down at the bottom. And we spend more money on health care by far. Close to 1.5 times what they spend in Japan. Close to 2 or 3 times what they spend in some other countries. They know they're too poor. But yet they still have a healthier lifespan than we do. In other words, you will live to be healthy up until that age before you start having. That's on the average. Now, it's always average, and they're more above that and more below that, of course. But in our country, before you get diseases now, the average person will live to be healthy only 66.1 years. And after that, here come your health problems, serious health problems in many cases. And this is just totally ridiculous that we're in this situation. I don't eat junk food. Most people do eat junk food. They go to the junk food places. They eat fast food. They eat ultra-processed food. But I hope that you will take care of your health. You're the only one that can do the best job and take care of your health. And I hope you will.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Father Carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Jay Michaels, sitting in for Mike Dale on this edition of Coastside Carousel, as we pay tribute to Connie Francis, born in Newark, New Jersey in 1937.
Pretty little baby.
Connie Francis, the wholesome pop star of the 1950s and 60s, whose hits included Pretty Little Baby, has died aged 87. Her death was announced Thursday by her friend and publicist, Ron Roberts, who did not immediately provide additional details. Francis was a top performer of the pre-Beatles era, who was rarely off the charts from 57 to 64. She had more than a dozen top 20 hits, starting with Who's Sorry Now, and including number one songs Don't Break the Heart That Loves You and The Heart Has a Mind of Its Own.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy.
She also had hits including Stupid Cupid, Everybody's Somebody's Fool, and Lipstick on Your Collar. Like other teen favourites of her time, she also starred in several films, including Where the Boys Are and Follow the Boys.
Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Don't break the heart when love's you so.
Don't break the heart.
To be unkind.
thinking of you. Don't break this heart that loves you. Don't break this heart of mine. Darling, please don't hurt me. Please don't make me cry. I don't know what I'd do if you'd ever say goodbye. Remember, I love you so much, and love is life's greatest joy. Please don't break my heart like a child breaks a little toy. Sweetheart, I'm begging of you. Don't. Don't break this heart of mine. I told this heart.
Dark-haired singer was just 17 when she signed a contract with MGM Records following appearances on several TV variety shows. Her earliest recordings attracted little attention, but then she released her version of Who's Sorry Now? Crying too, just like I cried
Singer Connie Francis has died after being hospitalized for extreme pain. She was 87 years old.
Someone asked me last week what my greatest achievement was. My greatest achievement was that I survived.
Born Concetta Rosa Maria Franco Nero, Connie Francis adopted her stage name in the late 1950s, soaring to superstardom in the 60s thanks to hits like Mama. And her work on screen in movies like Where the Boys Are.
We're going to Lauderdale for one reason, to meet boys.
Married four times, Connie had no biological children, but did adopt a son, Joey, in 1974.
Because I don't know if I'd be around, really, if it weren't for him.
She took a step back from public life by the early 80s after a series of personal struggles, including the murder of her brother, sexual assault, and a suicide attempt.
Anyone who knew me in the 1980s could never imagine that in 2010 I would be a poster child for mental health. That would have been a big stretch, because in the 80s I had 17 involuntary commitments in 9 years in 5 states to mental institutions. And now I feel that I want to be able to do something for people suffering from mental illness, because mental illness is something that affects one in four of us. And I don't think there's a family in America who hasn't been touched by some form of mental illness.
How did it feel to you when you stepped on that stage and heard that wonderful applause?
Like I was home again. And as if I had never been away. It's wonderful.
Connie mounted a comeback by the 90s before ultimately retiring in 2018. But the internet lives forever.
Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you.
Her song, Pretty Little Baby, going viral on TikTok in the last year.
Making people happy. That's the greatest joy in the world, to do the thing that you love doing best. At the same time, you're extravagantly rewarded, and you, at the same time, make millions of people all over the world happy.
Pretty little baby. Pretty little baby, you say that maybe you'll be thinking of me and try to love me. Pretty little baby, I'm hoping that you do. You can ask the flowers, I sit for hours telling all the bluebirds, the Phil and Coo birds. Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. I cry, and though you only leave me
Connie Francis, singer, actor, star. Her music will live on forever. Hope you enjoyed this tribute to Connie Francis. For Mike Dale, this is Jay Michaels for Coastside Carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Our founding fathers, despite their common love for America, did not always agree with each other in politics. Such was the case between John and Samuel Adams. John was the leader of the Federalist Party, and Samuel was the leader of the Anti-Federalist Party. Consequently, political disagreements were not unusual between these two. On October the 4th, 1790, Sam wrote John and told him, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age by educating their little boys and girls and leading them in the study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system." 2 weeks later, John wrote back and told Samuel that on this issue, they both agreed. While these two prominent founding fathers disagreed on much, they both agreed on the importance of educating the next generation in the principles of Christianity.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.